any parent that has a kid understands that, heck, when your kid has a hangnail and you can't do anything to fix it, it makes you feel terrible.
Writer Fred Vogelstein's son Sam had more than a hangnail when he and his wife Evelyn embarked on a single-minded mission to find an effective treatment for Sam's seizure disorder. Sam's form of epilepsy began when he was 4. He would lose consciousness for 5 to 20-second bursts that could occur up to 100 times a day, disrupting conversations, class time in school, and team sports. By the time Sam was 11, no treatment had worked. Nothing had done more than dope Sam up for a while, an additional impediment to school and maintaining friends.
So, you know, after you've spent 7 years trying to help your kids' seizures go away and you've been unsuccessful, it's deeply upsetting. I mean, Sam doesn't have the kind of epilepsy that most people associate with epilepsy. He has something called, it's a form of absence epilepsy. It's a little bit like hitting the pause button on a DVD player. He'll basically be in the middle of doing something and he'll sort of stop and his jaw will go slack and his torso will bob forward rhythmically for like about 10 seconds and then it's done. So, you know, he's not tired when after he has one. He can finish a sentence after he has one. So, I mean, individually, they're kind of benign, relatively speaking, in the seizure world. The only problem is that when you're having, you know, 10 an hour, which winds up being one every 6 minutes, it's very, very, very disruptive.
Something kept Fred and Evelyn from doubting that there was a scientifically valid way out there to treat Sam's seizures, if they could just keep going.
What we saw in Sam was that if we could get his seizures to stop, he'd be a normal kid. You kind of keep fighting for your kid until you run out of bullets.
And what you don't run out of is medical research papers to read. Evelyn read thousands of them, and from a professional journal called Seizure, she learned about a pharmaceutical company in the UK called GW, which was experimenting with pure forms of the active ingredients in marijuana. One chemical, called CBD, seemed to do well in clinical trials on rodents, but it was illegal here in the United States, so Fred, Evelyn, and Sam hopped on a plane in search of illegal drugs. CBD didn't get Sam high, but his parents were over the moon on a journey that was just beginning.
The day that Sam showed up, he had 68 seizures. I think within 3 days, he was down to 2 or 3. It was miraculous, for lack of a better way of putting it. I mean, after you've tried 24 medications over the course of 7 years, we had never seen anything work this well with so few side effects.
So who was the first person you spoke to after this dramatic development in the United States in an official capacity who could start the process of possibly getting it approved above board for Sam to take in the United States?
We'd hired a consultant to help us push this through the FDA, and we'd hired a consultant to help us push this through the DEA. And essentially what we were told was that if we could come up with doctor-certified results from the UK, that would make a very compelling argument to the FDA. I was actually less worried about the FDA than I was about the DEA, because the DEA is a police organization. I wasn't entirely sure how what we were trying to do was going to play with them. But getting through the DEA turned out to be easier than I thought it would, remarkably.
And what do you think has been set in motion here in terms of changing the world for so many people with this kind of seizure disorder, including epilepsy?
What I hope has been set in motion from what we've done is a new drug to treat epilepsy. Honestly, I mean, I certainly didn't expect that when we started the process. I mean, I did spend a lot of time when we were going through the process saying to everybody involved, I really don't want to be the only person that this helps. But what happened was that the company was so delighted and surprised by the results it saw with Sam in London that it decided to start investigating it in the United States. And so initially it started small trials with 5 neurologists at 5 hospitals with 25 kids. And the results there were so encouraging that it's expanded it now to what I think at the end of this year will wind up being 1,400 kids in 50 hospitals in the US and the UK. And so I've talked to enough people about the process of drug approval at the FDA is long, it can be long and complicated, but based on the results I'm seeing, you know, this could result in a drug that you can buy at Walgreens in 3 years.
And the results of what you've done have certainly contributed to Sam and many other people, as you've described in these tests. And if it does come to market, I mean, that will be a huge deal. About the only downside I can see here is that you almost got the chance to name a drug, but that didn't quite work out.
Oh, I think when everybody was very excited about how Sam responded to CBD in London, I think Jeffrey Guy, who's the chairman of GW, sort of talked about naming the drug after Sam. But it's okay. I can live with the fact that they didn't name the drug after me.
Sam Can is a lot catchier than Epidiolex. Epidiolex.
Epidiolex.
Epidiolex.
Think it's called. You know, I think that there's a whole science to drug naming here that I'll leave it to them.
Well, it's just irresistible. I mean, we're talking about cannabis here. We're talking about, an enormous effort on your part and great results. I mean, this is a long, strange trip.
Oh, without question. Without question. It's a life takes you places where you don't really expect it to. And I have to say, we're incredibly thankful for what has happened here. Being around Sam while he's been on this has been a little bit like living with Rip Van Winkle, in the sense that he's off every other epilepsy med that he was on, and he's starting to catch up at astonishing rates. And that's really amazing to see. For a long time, I was finding myself lacking the words to describing the feeling. And I finally came up with this. It reminds me of the first time, at least, I fell in love. You meet a girl for the first time, and for a month, 2 months, 6 months, whatever, everywhere you go, you seem to float from curb to curb. You know, the air seems like it sparkles, and very little can mess up your state of mind. I've been feeling that way about things in our life for the past 3 years. It's pretty amazing.
Fred Vogelstein, a very happy Fred Vogelstein, is contributing editor at Wired. His most recent article, Boy Interrupted, is about all of this. It appears in the July issue of Wired. Thanks, Fred.
Thanks for having me.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.